The Thought Factory podcast is brought to you by Never the Same, cultivating students through biblical discipleship and spiritual disciplines using theology, community, and technology. Learn more at neverthesame.org.
What a great two seasons we've had. We're wrapping up here at the end of season two, Jason, but pretty cool to see how we've been able to engage with some people out there that have been following.
A lot of followers. We are very grateful for every single person who has come to the Thought Factory and decided to spend their time listening to our beautiful, velvety voices. And if you could put pictures to our voices, you can see who we look like. That's what Facebook is for, Instagram. Really, it's really easy to figure out what we look like. So if you're still confused about who Jeff Eckert is or Jason Brewer, search those names, look up our faces, know who we look like.
You know, when you were a kid, like, and this is for me, but like before internet, before you could really know what the people look like.
I don't know what that looks like.
Come on. But anyway, play along with me, though.
Okay, before 1997.
Yeah, you remember, like, I'm just wondering how many people are listening right now that maybe have never seen our faces. And for me, it was always a little bit of a bummer to hear somebody's voice and then you find out what they really look like. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
has that ever happened to you?
You go, oh, that forehead wasn't that shape when I was thinking of them with those great pipes of theirs.
It just looked completely different. So if you're listening to this and you have no idea what we look like, I'm just wondering how you might describe our appearance.
If we were a radio station, we'd just go, hey, call in and describe what we look like.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's been radio hosts that have done that in the past.
And, yeah, that's probably true.
And then it would be a bit, and then they would hear from all the callers and listeners of what the hosts look like, and then they would post a picture in the classified ads.
They might be really disappointed, or they might be pleasantly surprised, but
and
I doubt
it. And feel free to compare us to whatever celebrity you want.
That's right.
It's always a boost in somebody's ego, whether it's ours or yours.
I did have a lady tell me this. I thought she's completely out of her mind. She told me that she thought I look like Matthew McConaughey. And I'm like, what? There's no way. I mean, I would love for that to be true. But
Before or after he rolled a booger in his finger for the Lincoln.
Let me tell you about this cool car here. Anyway, so
if
you don't know what we kind of got off track there. We are grateful for all of you that listen, whether you know what we look like or not. And looking at some of the numbers, to know that on average we've got about 4,000 listeners, and we're just super grateful about that. And then we've got a pretty big number of overall listeners as well.
Yeah, since we started back in the fall in the two seasons, we have about 28,000 feed hits, which is a number that we would rate the number of times that somebody has listened to our podcast. And so we don't know if you are listening to it once or 10 times, but I assume once you hear it once, that's good enough for you. So you're just moving on to the next episode.
That's right.
If you're even moving on at all. But that number kind of gives us an indication of how many listeners overall have been a part of Thought Factory.
Yeah, we're super pleased by that. We want to thank you for that because we know time is really the most valuable thing that we have. So whatever you're doing right now as you listen to this, we want to thank you. And we hope that in these first couple seasons, this was a project that we launched and we were interested, as always, in what students are thinking and believing and how they're living. And as people, Jason and myself, that have been involved in students' lives through ministry of some sort for many years, we're grateful that you've joined us in this journey to learn more about what they're thinking and believing and hearing some great guests. And over the last two seasons, as we've done this and as we're wrapping up the second season, we're going to talk a little bit about the future here in a minute, but we've had some really good episodes. And if you're new to the podcast, we want to encourage you, as we do semi-regularly, to go back and to listen to our previous episodes, because we've got some good ones, some great content, some really great guests, and it's been a great run so far.
Yeah, it's been really fun. The numbers, what that indicates to us is that you want a season three, really. There's not 20 listeners out of the 20 episodes, and those being us in the office listening to it, but it's saying that there's a reason to continue with a third season. We're looking forward to that in the fall. And yeah, like you said, the number of episodes that we had, the number of guests, there's been a great topics that I can think of. The social media topic that we talked about with Craig Detweiler, I think that was a fascinating interview with him.
It was a great series on social media.
Yeah, it's actually one of the most popular ones based on the number of downloads of certain episodes. And that one is a hot one because of just what is being discussed there and how do we engage students in digital media. And so,
yeah, what stands out to me is I think one of our closing episodes for season one was Star Wars and Stolen Property. That was a lot of fun because we talked with Josh Griffin, who is a Star Wars expert and also an expert in youth ministry. It was pretty cool having him around.
It was interesting for us to be able to get into the minds of students politically and just seeing what was the solution to all of America's problems and thinking that the right president was the solution.
Yeah, because we had an election, I think, right?
Yeah, we did, a major one. And
so, you know, the thing about that episode, too, if you haven't listened to that one, is the fact that we talked about the research that shows how you were raised and how your parents raised you really heavily influences which political party of the major two that you tend to associate yourself with. I thought that was really fascinating, too.
And one of the fascinating things that I remember looking at all the research that we had, looking at the comparing the students' response and the adult leaders' response, what they thought students would respond like, the biggest one is knowing that the Bible is important. What, 95% said that the Bible is important, yet
48%
never read it. And so the discrepancy in those numbers just is fascinating to me. And that actually leads into something that we want to announce later today in this episode, some news that we have. And so I hope you continue to listen all the way through.
Yeah, we're really excited what we're going to talk about there in a few minutes. But along with that, the idea of what students are thinking as opposed to what adults think. I remember one of the standout data that we saw from students and adults was the fact that students were a lot more connected and thought that they're community in their youth ministry was way more important than what adults thought it was. You remember talking about that, right?
Yep.
And how we can so easily project that if we are feeling as adults like students don't think youth group, youth ministry, that community is important to them, then we're going to approach it way differently than if we think it is important to them. And students were saying, yes, this is super important in my life, but adults didn't think that. And I think that was a big standout as well.
Yeah. The number of times that we looked at the numbers and how adults typically had more of a pessimistic view of students and the students had more of an optimistic view. I believe our point of view as adults affects how we minister to the students. And we kind of saw some of those results.
Yeah. Overall, as we look at this research that we based season one and two, a lot of our episodes around, we learned that, just what you said, I think the common thread that I saw was the general pessimism of adults when it comes to what they think students are believing and how they're behaving. And, you know, it's hard to get in the mind of an adolescent. I mean, only they know what they're thinking. But overall, what I took away as a leader was don't underestimate what students are thinking and feeling when it comes to their faith and what they want to do to express that and live that out. And our job really is to come alongside and help them do that.
I totally agree. And I think that's why we even wanted to start this podcast, because you look at the research, you see what the students are saying. And if we can get adults to think about some of these topics, it's not saying, hey, we have the answers. It's not saying, hey, go and do this, implement this, start talking to your students about this topic, but start getting you to think about some of these things, and maybe it will help you, and maybe it will impact your students. Maybe it will impact how you lead as you are going through youth ministry and the number of demands that are demanding your life and your time. And so really we exist to get us all thinking about some of these things, because again, it's a fascinating bit of information and research that we have collected.
Yeah, I'm thinking of season two, just a couple more. One is we had Chuck Klein with us and did an incredible job. This guy's got decades in youth ministry all over the country, nationally, but in Southern California, and talked to us about why the campus is so strategic, talked to us a little bit about students sharing their faith. That, to me, was to have a guy like that, that's really a legend, that's done so much, that's led incredible events, more than I could ever imagine, with us to share, and to share his view long-term of youth ministry was pretty amazing.
Now I remember who Chuck Klein is. Yep. He wasn't the dead baseball player.
Not the dead baseball player.
That I thought, but...
Yeah, he was actually, alive when
he was clearly in the studio with us.
He clearly was. And then Chris McKenna.
Yep.
Just recently, one of our last guests, and we're definitely going to reconnect with him, but talking about technology with students.
And even Michelle Riwa, also another recent guest, of talking about the foundations, the questions that we should be asking our students and attempting to answer with our students. Those six foundational questions were money.
Yeah, it really was good. And so it's been a great couple seasons. And when we come back, we want to talk to you guys about what's happening this summer as we go into a different season of working with students, as students are getting out of school. And then we're going to make an announcement at the end. We know we want to hear.
Hey, Jeff, I don't have any commercial.
I just threw that in there.
I don't have a commercial break planned.
Oh, so we're still going?
This is
so this the, actually this, might this make
is,
it into the...
This is the commercial.
Okay, this is the commercial. So we're back.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with us.
So this summer, part of what we do, and many of you around the country, is you'll be doing a lot of activities. Hopefully you'll be outside and outdoors more. For us, what this leads us into, actually, as we record this, I think 28 days from now, is something called NTS Camp, which we can't wait to happen.
Yes, we are very, very, very excited for camp to start. This is one of the prime reasons why we exist as an organization. We exist for a number of reasons, but camp is a huge part of what we do. The youth events, the youth summer events throughout the country, and partnering with youth leaders. This is a very exciting time because we don't just put up shop and expect people to show up and are distancing ourselves from those who are in the trenches, but we really get to engage in adult leaders, volunteer leaders, youth pastors, students, and pour into them instead of just talking into a mic, hoping that this could be beneficial. But we really get to engage and meet all these adults and students. It's just a fun time.
Yeah, we're honored to be one of, if not the most fastest growing camps in America right now. And God's really given us his favor. We're grateful for that. And like Jason, you said, it's churches coming alongside and doing what we do. And this is maybe the most promotional thing that we've ever done for NTS Camp, because we don't promote anywhere. It's all word of mouth. But you know, I remember back in 1999 having a conversation with Darren, a friend of mine. We were youth pastors, and said, let's get our groups together. And we started that in 2000, that summer, just six youth groups. And then it grew over time and ended up to where it is now, where we're at eight locations around the country currently. And we're growing at an average of about 15% a year. And we continue to see open doors. And I think what our passion is, as you're listening to this, and it's just hopefully an encouragement, is that in NTS and in many things that are out there, that our resources, is we want to come alongside youth ministries and not just, like you said, provide a good event, but provide an atmosphere where your youth ministry can flourish. All the adults come for free to our camps when you bring students, and providing somewhat of a conference/training experience for the adult leaders. And it's fun because it was birthed out of our days as youth pastors. You, me, and a handful of people that are involved. And now to see that little experiment grow and begin to help and encourage, in hopefully many ways, other youth ministries and youth leaders, it's just amazing. I know you and I, this is a really, really busy time of year, but we're so excited for the next few days because we're going to be out on the road meeting people again.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. I am a part of this organization because of NTS Camp, mainly. I mean, I got to know you better, and because of of what you're doing with NTS Camp and what I saw God do every single year at this camp, it was clear that God's hand of favor was a part of it. And it wasn't something where I was like, oh, that's a cool thing, I want to be a part of it. It was like, no, this is for real. God is doing something and moving something that is very unique. And I am honored and blessed and humbled to even be a part of this organization and the position that I am. And so when we have the time to pour into the adult leaders, the youth pastors, our hearts are for real of we want to see your youth ministry flourish and see the transformational power that happens from camp throughout the rest of the year. And I've seen that as a youth pastor, as I was bringing my students to camp, and the residual effect afterwards. It wasn't just a 2-week extension of a spiritual high. It was life transformational year after year after year. And it wasn't just the same students. It was those students that made a commitment years ago are radically different. They're never the same. And so to be a part of it is exciting. Yes, it's one of the busiest times of the year, but that's part of the role so that we can see God move.
Yeah, we absolutely love it. And if you are interested at all in camp just for the reasons of, hey, here's another model and we'd love to learn and add to our palette of understanding about camp ministries, or if you're interested in coming out to visit or checking us out, go to ntscamp.com. And if you want to reach out to us, social media, on email, through our website. But if you go to ntscamp.com, you can see the philosophy of how we try to come alongside youth ministries and what we're doing there. And we would personally, Jason and I, we would love to see, if you're listening to this and you don't know who we are and you're like, hey, I want to come meet these guys or see what's happening, look at our locations, contact us, let us know you're going to come visit. We'd love to see you and visit you and get to know your story and who you are. So we're going to be heading around the country, and our theme is witness, and we're excited. We teach right out of Scripture, the life of the Apostle Paul, and we're also going to be talking about this kind of new idea of training students to verbally share their faith using this concept called the Four, which we're really excited about.
Yeah, we're really excited with the program surrounding witness and being able to look at the life of Paul, but also what does it mean to be a light in a dark world, and reflecting that light and celebrating that light. Because sometimes the word evangelism is a scary term. It has a burden to it. It can come across cold, and we don't want that to be the case. We want students, we want leaders, we want people to be excited to share their faith with other people because of what Jesus has done. And we see that in the life of Paul. He's transformed by Jesus, having an experience with Jesus, and he can't help but talk to people about it and share the gospel and be a witness in words and in deed. We want to celebrate what God is doing in our lives. And so that's what we're going to do this summer. And we're going to have various programmatic elements that kind of just tie into this theme. And so we're very excited.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about where our next season's going and what's happening, and then we have our announcement.
Hey, Jeff, I told you that I didn't have a commercial break.
Oh, I forgot. Okay.
So I all still right. don't have
so
one.
So they can hear us talking right now?
Yes.
Okay, we're back. All right.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us all the way to...
So as you can tell, this episode is just a little bit different. We want to talk about where Thought Factory is going in the future. We're taking a little bit of a hiatus. As we told you, we're traveling this summer, but we've got some recordings. One of the things that we're really interested in here is prayer. And it's, for me, it's like a pet topic. I really love to talk about it, teach, learn, obviously practice as well. And it's something that we do as a staff. We pray together, we learn, we discuss, we study prayer. And we got some students together earlier this year as a part of our National Student Council for Claim Your Campus. We've talked about Claim Your Campus. If you're interested in more, you can check that out online, claimyourcampus.com. But during that, we talked about prayer. And so in August, Jason, before we kind of get into our official Season 3, we're going to do a few episodes on prayer.
Yeah, we're going to look at those few episodes, kind of a pre-launch to Season 3. for this podcast.
I got back just a few days ago from Washington, D.C. as a part of the National Day of Prayer. And if you know anything about the National Day of Prayer, it's the first Thursday of May every year. And I've had the real blessing opportunity to be invited to be on the board for the National Day of Prayer. So that's a new thing for me. But to be in this arena with all these amazing, great people of prayer. And I think eventually on this podcast, some of those stories will come out. I don't say much about it here, my role in some of those areas. But it's fun to represent the next generation of students with a lot of leaders in prayer that have been doing it for decades. And some of these people and the things that they've accomplished for our country, just to have the actual National Day of Prayer when it is and how it is as a result of these great faithful people that have done that. And to be in the Capitol building with some of the lawmakers and others to hear what God's doing. And as we do a few of these episodes, you may think, well, prayer, what can you say or what is there to say? But it's something that we are just on fire about, and we can't wait, because some of the issues, ideas, and things that are brought up in these episodes, you're really going to love, because it's going to open new doors and areas and ideas and arenas in the area of prayer. So pretty powerful stuff. Can't wait for it.
And when we come back, we will discuss the surprise announcement about what is coming up.
Okay.
For Never the Same.
Sounds good. We'll be back. Didn't you say we didn't have any commercials?
Yeah, I'm right? just.
Oh, you're
just reiterating
giving it back to me.
Yeah, okay. Basically, I have. We're still recording.
Okay, you want to bring us back in?
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to the Thought Factory. We are so excited that you are still joining us with us.
That sounded good. So one of the things that I'm going to make a prediction here as a part of this announcement, but.
This is recording still, so it's got to be good.
Okay, this is going to be worth it. My prediction is that what I feel like the next wave is going to be happening in, I think, within the Christian Evangelical Church in America, but particularly with students, I think there's going to be a new interest and wave in Bible reading and Bible engagement. The thing that I've noticed over the years is curriculum seems to kind of have run its course. We've gotten to the end of every topic we can think of and just throwing in a verse here or there. And one of the things that I hear all the time around the country is how youth leaders are saying, we want to get our students in Scripture. Now, backing up to about 15 years ago, getting together with some people at my local church and saying, how can we get students reading the Bible? We created a system. We couldn't find one, so we created one. We did it for about 10 years. We used it. Then we ended up in this organization publishing that over a period of 2 years. And from 2013 to 2015, had an incredibly successful run, was being used all over the world by youth ministries. It was called Don't Climb Alone. Some of you may have heard of it. I know many of you that listen were a part of that. And then out of the blue in June of 2015, something happened that brought an end to that particular endeavor that we were a part of.
Are you inviting me into your story?
I am.
All right. So
that's your cue.
In June of 2015, somebody broke into our offices, our headquarters, and decided, hey, nothing here is of value, so I'm going to set it on fire. And they did. They saw no value in everything in our building. And yet, because of the fire, we lost everything. All the camp stuff from previous years. But one of the things that we did lose was all of the published and printed booklets of Don't Climb Alone. And so all those guides, there's boxes. I remember the room. I mean, there was lots and lots of boxes filled with all these books, basically ready for order. Somebody orders online, we ship it out.
Yeah, $50,000 worth of materials just was gone. And part of that story is it happened 4 days before our camps were to start. Now, Jason, this is a little sidetrack, but you decided to load our moving truck with all of our gear that we needed for camp a day early, which was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So we ended up having everything that we needed. But in the meantime, in the last 2 years, we've heard on a regular, almost weekly basis from people that used our Bible engagement platform, hey, how can we get that back? And we've kind of been at a loss because that was a part of that that we didn't have covered by insurance for several reasons, the part of the building it was in, et cetera. And so, but now here's our announcement. We're excited that this summer we're relaunching this Bible engagement platform. It's an operating system for your ministry to be used to engage your students in Scripture. And there's a lot we could say about it, but we can't wait to get this out. It's going to be launching just in a few weeks, and it's called Soul Exercises. And so a lot of what you will see with that is not even online published yet as we're recording this right now, but it will be soon. It will be in digital form now. It will be in the form of an app, a website, and an ebook, and it's something that your ministry can get connected to that will get your students reading the Bible and then integrating that into your ministry program experience. So it combines community, it takes students' individuality and their commitment level, so it allows students of all different types and kinds as far as their interest in their faith. So students that are little or barely interested to students that are fully engaged and you might consider maybe more spiritually mature can all come to the same table and engage in Bible engagement and spiritual disciplines through soul exercises.
And if you're interested in even knowing exactly when we are launching, when everything is live, you can contact us. You can even go to don'tclimbalone.com. You will see that there's an announcement that we had a fire. And Don't Climb Alone no longer exists. It's been rebranded to Soul Exercises. And if you want to get onto our email list, let us know. We'll get you on that list. And so when it is live and ready to go, we can inform you. We can let you know everything that we are wanting to communicate.
Well, you know, in all my years of youth ministry experience, the one thing that has changed students more than anything is when I saw my students get engaged in Scripture. We moved away from more of a curriculum topical-based platform to a Bible engagement approach and was able to create resources to teach out of that and to really integrate that in everything we did. And so if you're listening to this and you're interested, and I've found, I was just with a group of youth pastors from around the country last week, younger leaders, and they resonated more than anyone I've ever known. And these are younger leaders. And they were saying, we've been waiting and looking for something like this. There's just nothing else out there like this. And we agree. We haven't seen anything. It's a system that, again, will get your students in the Word. And if you think about this preferred objective with your students, imagine graduating students from your ministry that have a habit, aren't fully engaged in Scripture on a daily basis. What you could step back and say, wow, I'm just proud of that accomplishment to create an environment where that could happen. We're really excited and we can't wait to get this out there.
So that is our announcement. That is our wrap up to season 2. We look forward to starting season 3 and having more conversations like this.
Have a great summer. Thanks for listening.
The Thought Factory podcast is brought to you by Never the Same, whose vision is to see new generations transformed in Christ to further the kingdom of God. Learn more at neverthesame.org.